When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Mark chapter 17, verses 17 through 21. That's our passage today. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. While the disciples were reclining at the table on the night of the Passover meal, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And then he added that the betrayer would be one who is eating with me. This addition alluded to Psalm 41:9, where David lamented that his trusted friend, who shared meals with him, had turned against him. In Jesus' day, to eat with a person and then betray him was the height of treachery. The disciples sought to clear themselves, so one by one they said, "Surely you don't mean me." But Jesus would not name the offender. He simply reinforced that it was one of the 12 by saying, "One who dips bread into the bowl with me, one will betray me." Now today we know the disciple was Judas, a name synonymous with betrayal. Judas acted as Satan's instrument and was held accountable. But Jesus made it clear that his own death was not simply because one of his disciples betrayed him. He said the Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. One of the Old Testament passages describing the suffering servant is Isaiah 53, written 700 years before Jesus' birth. Satan used his agent, but Jesus went to the cross voluntarily in accordance with God's plan. He did not die on a whim, but by the perfect and gracious will of God. Lord Jesus, thank you for voluntarily dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you that you did for me what I could not do for myself. Thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.